Well, welcome. Welcome to what I've been calling the Outreach and Pastoral Care Service of the Year. Of course, we could say that about every Eucharist we celebrate, because when we are connecting with God, it's never just about us, but also about God calling us, filling us with energy and grace to serve the world. In Eucharistic Prayer C, we pray that we may come to the table not just for our comfort, not for solace only, but also for strength, so that we may serve the world in Christ's name. Still, this is the service that every year we enact in a sacramental way Jesus' final instructions to his friends to love one another, to be Christ to each other, and to take that love out into the world. This day, as most of you know, Maundy Thursday, not Monday Thursday, right? Sometimes people think that. Maundy from the Latin mandatum, which means commandment. This is Commandment Thursday, the commandment to love. Jesus shows them what he means by love. He shows them that love is not simply a feeling, but is also known and strongly known, perhaps most known, through action. And to show this, to embody it for them, he washes their feet. Now, for those who don't long for the chance to take part in the foot washing, you can be thankful that we do this just once a year. And good for you for being here. If you're one of those people, I want to celebrate you. It's excellent. And we, who aren't maybe so thrilled about it, you'd be glad to know that this actually could have become the sacrament. This could have been the thing we do every week. It's common practice by the Mennonites that every time they have communion, they also have foot washing. Now, it's true, they have communion twice a year as the norm, but still the point is made. The ritual of foot washing is sacramental. I've actually thought, and this is off script here, but I think I'll share this with you, I've actually thought it would be kind of cool to set up stations on Sunday morning, like a station in the back where people could wash each other's feet if they want to. Wouldn't that be interesting? Yeah, you can light candles, you can light votive candles now, and you can have prayers for healing back here, so it'd be yet another station. So the foot washing is sacramental in that by participating in it, we share in God's grace to which it points. It is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. And what is that grace? Well, it can mean different things and be different things for different people, but I think there's grace in knowing each other, in being vulnerable with each other, in trusting each other, grace in caring for each other, loving each other. There's the grace of being open to such a connection among one another. The grace to be open, the grace to care. What else? What other grace is there? Well, there's the grace of knowing God. Just as the sharing in the bread and wine tonight will be a sharing in the life of Christ, so too the foot washing is a sharing in the life of Christ. We say that we are strengthened for our journey through the body and blood of Christ, and we are. We receive God into ourselves. We become deeply related to God when we participate in the mystery that is a sacrament. Through the bread and the wine, and through the washing of feet, we are transported, perhaps, transported to another place and time, both the past and the future, both earth and heaven, because we're connecting with God's reign, God's ongoing life in the world, through the sacraments and through sacramental acts. Jesus said, love one another, not a suggestion, but a command. We receive Jesus' command to love in our context, and we know that it means we're called to care for each other and our wider community, the wider world. Love is not always easy, as you know, in a world that does not always love us first or love us back. For our Lenten program this year, I gave the last presentation on the final chapter of Howard Thurman's book, Jesus and the Disinherited, and it was on the topic of love. Writing to people who have every reason to hate, he urges that rather than acting out of the hate, that they act out of love. But how to do this? Just wanting to is rarely enough. Relying on our own power to generate that feeling of love and then the actions that such love demands, well, rarely, if ever, can we do it on our own to the extent God invites us to do. Thurman is clear that we need to rely on God to create in us love for all. Love that moves us to act for justice and peace. See, here's that outreach thing I was talking about, outreach service. He says, "What then is the word," this is Thurman quoting him, "what then is the word of the religion of Jesus," that's how he often refers to it, "the religion of Jesus to those who stand with their backs against the wall?" Thurman states that we can, we must, with dedication and discipline, put ourselves, quote, "at the disposal of the Spirit." Well, how does that happen? What does that mean? Well, this week, this Holy Week, this is when we walk with Jesus through those last days of his life, life as we know it. And in all of the aspects of this week, we're invited to look for the love. The love God has for us made known in all that God has done through Christ for us. Jesus showed us the true power comes not from military might and violent action, but in humble service to others and to God. Yeah. Tonight we see the love that Jesus had for his followers, his friends. And as we heard in the gospel reading, and we'll hear again in the Eucharistic prayer for tonight, prayer D, he loved his own who were in the world, and he loved them to the end. Jesus loved them by teaching them how to love each other and how to be his followers in his absence. Jesus taught them to share in his ongoing life, to eat the bread and drink the wine, his body, his blood, in remembrance of him, and to wash feet, to show their devotion to God's ethic of love. Through the sacrament of communion and through the sacramental act of foot washing, we continue to share in the life of Christ, in our love for God and for each other and our neighbors. Holy Week is a time to let in all that God desires to share with you. Using the Ignatian method of prayer, you can put yourself into the gospel accounts of this week. Be the person watching Jesus wash Peter's feet, or be the person Jesus is bending down for to wash your feet. Or be next to Jesus, right there by his side, as his companion in washing the feet of others. What would Jesus say to you about that? About your call to be with him in that way for others? When we wash each other's feet tonight, we can imagine that we are there with Jesus in his time, or that he is here with us in our time. The sacramental act can help us connect with God in such a way. So hear Jesus say to you, to us tonight, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." As I conclude these reflections, I'll share a bit more wisdom from Howard Thurman from his book, Meditations of the Heart. I used part of his meditation entitled Thou Shalt Love as the reading for the centering and silent prayer Eucharist that were held here on Monday and Tuesday. He writes, thou shalt love thy God, there must be for me a deep sense of relatedness to God. This relatedness is the way by which there shall open for me more and more springs of energy and power, which will enable me to thread life's mysteries with life's clue. It is this and this alone that will make it possible for me to stand anything that life can or may do to me. I shall not waste any effort in trying to reduce God to my particular logic. Here in the quietness, I shall give myself in love to God. After reflecting on loving God, Thurman goes on in the meditation to consider loving neighbor and loving self. But he starts with God in order to be able to do the others, to love others, neighbor and self. Thurman starts with God, and so do we. Tonight, we start with Jesus on his final night with his closest friends and followers in the way they'd been together. Knowing that his time with them was short, Jesus focuses on what's most important for his friends. He focuses on what will keep them connected to his power and his energy. How much did they understand? Peter seemed confused, but they received important instruction, clues that would help them in the days ahead, just as it helps us. So much of it remained a mystery and still does. Tonight we celebrate that night when Jesus gave important clues that helped his friends then and now to thread life's mysteries. And we pray, O God, help us enter into these days of prayer and devotion. Help us to know you more and more as we share in the mysteries of our faith and as you share in the mysteries of our lives. Amen.